This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
A riddle for you. What podcast features Adorify, JPC, and Aaron Keefe?
Wait, don't tell me.
Aaron, we rehearsed this.
Oh, sorry.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey Riddle Riddle.
This is the third take we've done.
We had a 3-hour tech. I catered barbecue. I'm broke.
Hey, by the way, don't cater barbecue before a 3-hour tech.
Yeah.
Everyone was in such gastrointestinal discomfort.
But the lighting's just right.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is Hey Riddle Riddle.
I'm JPC.
I'm Aaron Keefe.
And I'm Old Man Puzzies.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody.
But taking on the role of Old Man Puzzies today will be Aaron.
Oh, yeah, Aaron, you're Old Man Puzzies today.
I'm Old Man Puzzies today. This is my impression of Old Man Puzzies. Look how old I am. Oh, my name's Adel, and I'm very, very old. It hurts to be me. I'm so old.
Adel, weren't you saying that you injured yourself breathing in deeply?
Yeah, I had a sharp inhale because I was surprised by a pigeon. And then I was in the hospital for 7 months.
Aaron, and you and I will be young forever, and we're the same age. And we're both just freaking kids. Yeah, baby.
But I'm Old Man Puzzles. Anyways, I'm Old Man Puzzles today, so I'm going to be in charge of the riddles and the puzzies.
Oh, I had my phone locked.
And your phone locked, and it has some of my rizzies and puzzles. Are we ready?
So these are some warm-up puzzles.
I'm going to give you a few warm-up puzzies and riddies.
Okay.
And let's see how you're doing. Some of them are really easy, so let's do this.
Gotcha.
Flat as a leaf, round as a ring.
Leaf.
Has two eyes,
Adel's
can't
butt.
See a thing. What is it? Can you wait till I finish?
Yeah, of course.
It
is Adel's butt.
I immediately regretted doing the joke answers because I was not listening.
Also, I don't sound like I should be taken seriously when I rhyme.
For sure.
I lose all pride.
Which is why your rap career is flailing.
Flat as a leaf, round as a ring, has two eyes but can't see a thing. What is it?
Raccoon.
Flat as a leaf, round as a ring, has two eyes, can't see a thing.
Acorn.
Two needles. Flat as a
hurricane.
Leaf.
Flat as a
round
leaf.
As a ring.
Round as a ring.
Has two
has
eyes.
Two eyes can't see
what
a
has
thing.
I mean it's gotta be two needles.
Dude,
no.
I got it.
What is it?
Quarter.
No.
It's a penny.
Nope. It's that actually probably that works.
With like a president's face on it.
That absolutely works, yeah. But that's
stamp.
Not the answer here. No.
A stamp. The round stamps. Those no. new round stamps.
Yeah, round stamps.
That all those kids are craving.
Your hint is the eyes aren't what you and I would consider eyes on a person.
Oh.
So it's not like a picture or like a coin or stamp.
So the eyes, the eyes have
eyes.
It.
So it's
Parliament.
It's a word with two rings.
What's a thing that has eyes?
Hurricanes.
Or holes.
What's a thing that
eyes.
Has holes?
Flat as a leaf, round as a ring, has two eyes but can't see
I like
a thing.
That you have to maintain this, where you ask every riddle as if you're a troll bridge.
Troll bridge?
I'm the bridge? I'm the bridge?
Listen, we've all run across a bridge troll.
Yeah,
what I did...
But that's not the same thing as a troll
What I did
bridge.
Was I misspoke to her. Pay the troll.
You
got to pay that
troll. I think I'm right with a quarter, and so that's the answer I want to give.
That's acceptable because it works.
A coaster.
No.
What is the answer?
A button.
Fuck buttons. Whoa. Don't have
flat
two
as
eyes.
A leaf, round as a ring, has two eyes but can't see a thing. I'll take your firstborn child.
If anybody was teaching me to sew and said put the needle through the eyes of the buttons, I'd be pissed. Is that what they call them? Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes they have more than two.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have four.
Yeah, they have four sometimes. Okay, I give that riddle a F.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, good.
I hated it. A plus.
What hired killer never goes to jail?
Obama.
Yet, dude. Sorry. Yet, dude.
Topical.
Sorry, but yeah. Let's lock him up. Yeah, but really, though, the drone program did expand rapidly under Obama.
What hired killer never goes to jail?
All right.
What hired killer never goes to jail?
What hired colon, executioner.
Colon cancer.
Colon cancer.
Oh, yeah, an executioner. For sure. State-sponsored killing.
I guess that works. I guess, yes.
We keep coming up with fucking better answers
you
than
do,
these riddles.
But this one, it you're on the right
An electric
path.
Chair. A
no. It's a
guillotine.
Person. It's a potion.
The hangman.
Police officer.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but let's put fucking fuck that, right? They should all be fucking locked up in yeah. jail. Wait, are you forcing me to get political yeah. on this podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
What hired killer never goes to jail?
Oh, I know what? It. Remember several episodes ago when a guy could choose between three rooms? One uh-huh. room was a raging fire.
Yes.
One room was a hired assassin with bullets in his gun.
Mm-hmm.
And one was the lions who haven't been fed in a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hired assassin in that room because his room is never chosen.
Yeah. And the lions are dead.
Well, here's what I think. Mm-hmm. That says the lions haven't eaten in a year. They could be intubated. They could be intubated lions. They could be getting their food.
Oh, intravenously.
Intravenously. Yeah. And so they haven't eaten.
Of course.
But they're healthy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Someone's been haunted by this riddle.
Honestly, if I
it
could.
It has been haunting me.
I would take all of my food through a tube. And I would cath my urethra.
Cath it up.
So I never had to pee. I save all my poops for God.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to taste things.
Hell, cath,
what
no
do you
fury.
Mean?
I mean, if you're taking it through a tube.
Not through my mouth.
Can you taste through your dick? Honest question. not human race. JPC.
Oh, no. But I think my dick has good taste.
Oh, no. Oh, gross.
What's the answer?
An exterminator.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So I don't consider that murder. What he does is a service.
Was that riddle sponsored by arachnophobia?
Mm-hmm.
And you,
yeah, all these have sponsorship.
Great movie, yeah.
And you are trying to maintain that you're young, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all us kids, we've seen Arachnophobia, right? Hey, put down your Squeeze-Its for a second, fellow 14-year-olds. We all like Dunkaroos,
everybody
right?
Everybody throw your Skip-Its back in this pile.
When I say fruit, you say roll-up. Fruit.
Roll-up. Roll up.
Fruit.
Roll-up.
When I say lunch, you say a bowl. Lunch. Lunch.
Oh, boy, we're young.
Ribbon rider dancing, riding on the wall. Ribbon rider up and let it fall. You ever have one of those?
No. I was born in 1991.
Gotcha. And also, my family was rich as hell.
Oh, I was very poor.
So I had two.
Never resting, never still, moving silently from hill to hill. It does not walk, run, or trot. All is cool where it is not. What is it?
Quick reps from Con Air.
Never resting, never still, moving silently from hill to hill. It does not walk, run, or trot. All is cool where it is not. What is it?
All is cool where it is
fire.
Not.
It's fire.
No.
The sun.
Yeah, it's sun rays.
Sunshine, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sunshine. That's what we said.
Hill to hill, sun rays. We all both said it at the same time.
But I said it while I simultaneously put down my Ray-Bans and said, oh.
Yeah. Are those Ray-Bans?
Oakleys.
Damn.
Because I'm
hip. I don't know you golf.
I got one more for you because you got that one too fast.
Okay. Yeah. We did do that one.
I'm not closed, but I cover your body. The more I'm used, the thinner I grow. What am I?
Condom.
Yeah.
Definitely a condom.
Yeah, you got it.
If you never met JPC, he is covered in condoms.
Thin, I kind of have to be because I'm so condom. Allergic.
Oh.
If the air touches my skin, baby, I'm dead.
Your dick just doesn't like the taste of condoms. I don't like the taste.
Sorry, my dick doesn't like the taste.
I love the sensation. I hate the taste.
Oh, boy.
What is it? All right, let's do that again. I'm not clothes, but I cover your body. The more I'm used, the thinner I grow. What am I?
Shame.
Oh, my God.
Skin.
Skin.
Skin cells?
Skin. Yep. No.
Hair.
No.
I'm not clothes, but the cover your body. The more I'm used, the thinner I grow.
Oil. The thinner I grow.
The more I'm used, the thinner I grow.
Not clothes, but I cover your body.
The air.
There's got to be air.
When I suck in the air, it's thin. It makes it thinner.
Aaron? Is What's it up? Air?
Is it the air?
No.
And it's not skin?
No.
Is it the Kevin Bacon movie, The Air Up There?
Yes.
Wow, nailed great. We got there in three. Is it poop? Now, I'm being serious because poop.
I like how you said that in the same breath. Now, is it poop? Now, I'm being serious.
Poop particles are in the air.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't like that I just had to say that word. Poop. That word.
Does it have to do with particles?
No.
Is it dried blood?
No. What? No.
Is it blood?
No.
Wait.
Wet
hold
blood.
Up. Are we not?
It's a wet blood.
Are we not all covered in dried blood?
No. I'm covered
I'm
in wet
blood.
I'm
not clothes, but I cover your body. The more I'm used, the thinner I grow. What am I?
Patience.
No.
Oh, we got to get a hint or an answer.
Can
here.
You give us one hint?
I will give you an answer.
Okay.
Wait, a bar of soap.
Oh.
So that's the hint is a bar.
No, it is a bar of soap.
That's. A hint cover is it, your it's a body.
I don't think it covers my body.
Well, if you're doing it right, you dirty animal.
What, even the taint in my toes?
Oh, God. Yeah, so those were our warm-up riddles. How do you think we did?
Well, so I think we did good on one of them, and then the rest we did on them bad.
Mm-hmm. How do you think I did?
Oh, you did great.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You did so well.
Well, I appreciate that.
Nice, do you want
nice creepy cadence.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you want some feedback, some honest feedback?
Yeah. Some fearless feedback.
Do you want some honest feedback?
Change. You want an honest feedback?
I would love that.
Change? Nothing. You did it perfectly.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Kind friend. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here are the hard poozles and roozles. Are we ready for some poozles and roozles?
Ready. Yes. Oh, and just once an episode, we should say that these are riddles.
Riddles and puzzles.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe if you have a pen with you.
Play along at home.
Play along at home and write the following things down.
Wait, do
were
I
you
need
telling
a pen?
Us to write these things down?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I just think this maybe is one where you're going to want a pen.
Okay, you're staring.
I actually
at me.
Don't know the answer.
Gotcha.
But I do think it's one that you're going to want a pen.
People who aren't familiar with this show, I usually keep both of my hands submerged in separate cups of gravy, and I'm licking my fingers throughout.
So this is pointed.
So, yeah, for telling me to get a pen out. Okay, I guess I will.
Are we ready? No.
No, for sure I'm not ready. I did waste a few minutes doing my good gravy joke, and I do have to borrow some paper from a friend.
Okie dokie. Are we ready? Again,
yes.
I don't know the answer, so if this doesn't require you to write something down, I'm sorry, but it seems like you might. A woman is writing in capital letters. She has difficulty writing the letters A, E, F, G, H, and L, but no difficulty with C, K, M, N, V, and W. Why?
Is Y the question Y or the letter Y?
It's the question Y.
Okay.
I'm going to read this one more time.
So that's not the solution to the riddle.
No.
Got it.
A woman is writing in capital letters. She has difficulty writing the letters A, E, F, G, H, and L, but no difficulty with C, K, M, N, V, and W. Why?
Because her parents died. And their names were Albert Edison Franklin and Gladys Hello Lawrence. So it's difficult to write down their initials.
Okay, that's a really good guess. Addle, that's a really good guess. Here's what I will say. That's so fucking stupid. Well, I mean, okay, so I... calligraphy is kind of a hobby of mine.
Sure.
As we all know. And so these letters have very different markers. The markers on the A, E, F, G, H, L, or the Calypso letters, are very different from C, K, M, N, V, W, or the Trelephanon letters. In terms of... Okay, and I think I made my point. So W and M, those are just upside-down versions of each other.
Yep.
And a K is just a V on an L.
And an F and an E are similar.
Yes, an F and an E are similar.
I will say, when you talked about lowercase calligraphy or cursive writing, A, E, F, G, H, L all have like a bubble. Like if you write their lowercase form, there's some sort of like loop or bubble.
But word she's secret. Writing in capital letters, though.
She's writing in capital letters the way I wrote
them. I didn't write down that word.
So maybe this is some sort of... Okay, what is she doing again?
She's just writing down capital letters as you do when you're newly single and you're trying to...
This is a newly single yourself. A newly single woman who's writing down capital letters.
Susie, can I come over today? No, I'm going to be writing capital letters from 6 to 10.
I have to go home and wash my hair and write capital letters.
I don't like her voice.
What? I'm from the old times. I'm from the 60s.
Dear Springfield. I have thoughts.
So one of the hints is more examples of letters. So maybe.
Oh, great.
Oh, this is my type of
So let me. Okay, here we go. She has difficulty writing the letters P, R, T, and Z, but no difficulty with O, Q, S, U, X, and Y.
Can I just say P, R, T, Z spells pretties? So yeah. Maybe she's doesn't have a lot of self-confidence.
Well, she's newly single.
Do we think
difficulty with P, R, T, and Z, but no difficulty with O, Q, S, U, X, and Y.
Boy. Are there words that start with each of these letters that...
Is it what letters are missing maybe is something?
Should I read the other hints?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
she is writing in an unusual place.
Okay.
And the other hint... No, actually, I don't want to give this in.
Oh, it's you think it spoils it?
Yeah, I think it spoils it.
Is she writing in Braille?
No.
Is she like carving these things into like a tree?
Mm-hmm. She's writing in an unusual place.
Can you
Does
read
that mean
the main riddle one more time?
Yeah. A woman is writing in capital letters. She has no difficulty writing the letters A, E, F, G, H, and L, but no difficulty writing C, K, M, N, B, and W, Y. W, H, Y.
She's drunk.
I think it has something to do with state capitals because there's not a state capital with the letter A in it.
Oh, wow.
What does oh, wow mean?
What? Did you find something?
No.
Aaron just got a phone call.
I just got a phone call and it's really good news.
She said, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I got the part for my car.
That's going to be in a movie.
I needed a muffler. That's going to be in a movie. My car, not me.
Oh, my God. Your car's got that movie?
Yeah, my car just got cast
Aaron
as Ariel in the live action.
Herbie semi-loaded.
Dude, where's my car? This the follow-up. Oh, here, dude.
Oh, my God. The shape of the letters matter. There's one thing all the letters she's bad at have in common.
The shape of the letters matter. Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Straight lines.
Yeah, but yeah, sort of.
Yes. She can't do straight lines because she has blurred lines. The woman in question.
I know you want it. Okay, are we ready for an answer or do we want a couple more minutes?
Here's the thing. We should get an answer because I don't know what the fuck the answer is.
I think this is a dumb answer.
I'm ready to call mercy on this.
Okay. Yeah. Are we ready?
Yeah.
This is going to be a little unsatisfying, so just brace yourself.
Perfect. Okay, well, I've heard that before.
And also, the logistics of this are still confusing to me, and I can't quite picture it.
I've said it before when I've had having sex with someone.
Oh, of course.
Your logistics dick has taste.
She is writing along the top of a closed book on the top of the pages. Any letter with a horizontal line in it is difficult. Since the pen tends to slip down between the pages.
I'm sorry, what?
So the book is open like this.
Yes.
And she's writing it across. And anytime she does a horizontal line, it dips between the pages. So she has difficulty doing it.
That's not a riddle.
Like an A, an E, an F,
oh,
an E, an H.
That's a hyper-specific mental disorder.
Go jump in a goddamn lake. She is writing in the middle of a book.
Okay. So that's... Oh, but... Adel's not wrong. That's not a riddle.
No.
So I think that what happened was our time just got wasted.
A man has a PIN code for his debit card. What is it?
No, well, this I guess what they're asking is what all those letters have in common, and all of them have horizontal lines. So,
yeah.
But we didn't pick up on that, so I'm just saying they still got us.
The way that I write my G... My capital G. I don't use a horizontal line.
But traditionally, a
Does
capital G
R
has
have
that
a horizontal
line at the top.
Aren't P and R?
Do P and R have horizontal lines?
Don't shoot the old man puzzles.
I'm not asking, I'm yelling. Do P and R have...
To be clear, I'm not asking, I'm yelling. Oh, God. There's our podcast. If I ever do a podcast, it's going to be called I'm Not Asking, I'm Yelling.
It's all just like rhetorical questions being screened by you?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry to everyone at home who got a pen and wrote that down.
If you're at work, no apology.
Yeah, you're welcome for distracting you.
If you're in the car, look out, a bird!
All right, let me...
If we ever do a live show...
Uh-huh.
Bring the pen and the paper that you just wasted.
Yeah.
And Aaron will eat it. Eat the
paper.
Aaron will eat the paper.
I'll eat it right in front of
and
you.
And the pen.
And then you can check the inside of my mouth to make sure I actually swallow it.
And she'll eat the pen. Bring the pen.
And I'll eat the pen.
Bring the paper. She'll eat the paper and she'll drink the pen.
But it has to be gel.
And it has to be a gel.
It's so funny because you set it up as if I was going to sign that paper. Yeah. But no, I'll eat it right in front of you. Make sure to put poison on it right before.
If you ever come to a live show, bring poison and we'll eat it. That's our one
All right, here's our next.
Yes.
Riddle.
Okay. Ooh, a riddle.
A man left his house to get a drink, but died because his watch stopped. Why?
A man left his house to get a drink.
But died.
Why did he leave his house to get a drink? He didn't have a Brita. A man left his house.
Oh, this is a riddle that's an advertisement for Brita, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this book is called Sponsored by Brita.
Okay. So a man leaves his house because he wants a drink. No, we didn't say that. You didn't say of water.
Oh, what did it say?
A drink.
I thought it said of water.
No. A man left his house to get a drink but died because his watch stopped. Why? I got to tell you one of the hints right off the bat because it doesn't seem like it's going to be helpful and it's just very funny. Great. The man was unusual.
He's a werewolf.
So this man is a don't get a drink time guy.
Here's what it is. The man, he's unusual because if his watch ever stops, he dies.
Yeah, that's an unusual
thing.
That's
the answer.
Mm-hmm. It's that, what is that Justin Timberlake movie where like when you run out of time, you have like a wrist thing with time on it and when you run out, you die.
Where you go back to like fix shit?
No, I didn't see the
time
movie.
Time Cop.
What if this guy lives in like a submarine and like his... Or he's like an astronaut or something, and his like the time is related to how much air he has left.
Mm.
But why would he go and get a drink?
He dumb?
He dumb.
Does it say if he dumb?
Well, he says he's going
to
get
unusual.
A drink. Some other things.
Oh,
that,
it's Tom Jones.
Some other things that you call the drink is like you call the sea the drink. Like I'm gonna go take a bath in the drink.
Get to drink. Does that sound Alan? Like that was Alan Alda impression.
Oh, do it.
Do it again.
No, you just did it.
Oh, I did an Alan Alda?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can.
You'd get the drink.
You'd get the drink.
And you
oh,
say,
yeah.
You
I
say
hear
some
that.
People call the sea the drink. Is that from all the maritime experience you have?
Yes.
The maritime? Maritime.
Maritime.
You wait.
Wait, what am I saying?
Hold on. I want to introduce.
Full stop.
Full stop. Full stop with your host, Adel Rafai.
Mm-hmm.
Adel. What do you think maritime is?
You have some friends over. You put up some of those patio lights from Target.
Uh-huh.
It's
but this
maritime
is,
law.
Make some tiki drinks. Having a maritime.
Maritime law means if you start your drink, you got to finish it.
Yeah. Or you're watching Lord of the Rings. You really dig it.
Oh, no.
You invite the actor who played Mary.
Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a maritime. You have a
pippin'
time.
What was his name?
Mary.
The
Sean Boyd.
The guy from Lost.
Sean Boyd.
Charlie from Lost.
From Lost.
No, he was Pippin.
Charlie from Lost.
There you go.
Yeah.
You locked into it.
I'm doing Alan Alda now. Charlie from Lost.
Nice. Can Alan Alda say Charlie from Lost again? I like it a lot.
My favorite TV show, not MASH, it's Lost.
Can you say not Penny's Boat?
Not Penny's Boat.
Nailed
this
it.
Is the
Can
first.
Can you say 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42?
This is the first time I've ever done an Alan Alda impression.
And it'll be the last.
It was an accident.
It was an accident. It's not bad. It's like 50%, but it's not bad.
It's good.
Can someone pour me a German beer?
famous line.
This is my new tongue twister.
His famous line.
Boy. Okay. So
a
Alan
man left
Alda.
His house to get a drink, but died because his watch stopped. Why? I'm going to read the answer
He
now.
Needed... Here's what I think before you read the answer.
I'm going to read it to myself.
I think he is he like diabetic or something? Like he maybe has to take, much like Lost, where the release button has to be pushed every, what, X amount of minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe he has to take medication every amount of...
Yeah, so my thought was... That's the same thought as like astronaut, like with air. Like there's that watch stop is clocking something else, but just time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it said the man's unusual, not his circumstances. Like, well, I guess it could be.
He wasn't
paired up.
It was an alarm on his watch to take his birth control, and then he got pregnant.
That's what
and
it
he
is.
Died.
Yeah, because he didn't have enough nutrients, and the baby ate his nutrients from inside.
Okay, this is an unsatisfying answer. Your medication answer is more satisfying.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you want more hints or should we?
Yeah, let's hear some more hints. Okay. I like to really stretch things out before I get unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm. The man thought it was much later than it actually was. It was dark when he went outside. The man was unusual.
He's a vampire. He's a werewolf.
Yeah.
He's a vampire. And he died because the sun came up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer to this riddle?
The man is Count Dracula, who leaves his house for a nightly drink of blood. However, his watch has stopped. And what he thinks is night is actually a solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
He is caught in the sunlight.
Dracula.
And he dies.
Wow, so the most famous vampire, Count Dracula, is killed.
I like also that they downplay it with, a man left his house. No, 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 my friend. Count Dracula left his fucking castle.
Yeah. And he's not a man. A vampire, I would say, would not be a man.
Can we see a scene where JPC is Count Dracula and he's moved into the suburbs?
For sure.
He's just got like a picket fence.
Yeah.
And Aaron, you're a neighbor who's talking to him.
And it's nighttime, right, in the scene?
It's nighttime. Okay. Oh, and it's nighttime, but it's also merry time.
You know, when I bought the trampoline for the kids, I thought, they're going to use this, and they promised.
But they never did.
But they never did. It's just like the dog, you know, they beg for it, and then they don't want to take care of it.
You know, it's a wonderful trampoline. I like it very much.
Oh, man, hey.
Hey, sorry, I was just walking by. I live in a neighborhood. Are you MASH actor Alan Alda?
Believe me, friend, I get that all the time. No, I am not Alan Alda, the MASH actor. He is a very talented actor, but I am not him. Okay. And in no way was there a witness protection program-esque situation that landed me in this quiet, sleepy little town.
My name's Kevin. What's your name?
Your name's Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, my name is Alan Arkin.
Oh, wasn't he an actor?
Little Miss Sunshine?
Was he?
He's
also,
a Little Miss Sunshine?
Have you seen my dog?
Okay. So, yes, I did see your dog. Your dog, your delicious little dog.
Oh, thank you.
Was running into...
Wait, you don't mean delicious like your dick has taste delicious.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, friend. That is not what I mean.
Phew.
You said Count Dracula is played by Alan Alda, right? Guys... Now that I know I can kind of do an Alan Alda accent, it's going everywhere. Yep.
Game over.
I liked that last riddle, but I kind of missed writing down letters.
Oh, my God.
Can we just write down all the letters of the words in that past riddle?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know how to say this, but Papa horny for puzzies.
Does that make sense?
I think you knew exactly how to say
that. Does that make sense? Papa horny
did
for
I,
puzzies?
Did I convey what I wanted to convey there?
PHFP, Papa horny for pussies.
Papa horny for pussies. Yeah, that Dracula one, man.
The man was unusual. I mean, they didn't lie. It was all right there.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're
clear
right.
As day.
Ooh. Very nice. Very nice.
I'm going to write my vampire fiction.
And is it going to be called Clear as Day?
Yeah, Clear as Day.
And is it going to be about a vampire leaving Scientology?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Going Clear as Day.
Going Clear as Day. I love it.
Why was a fictitious name added to an airplane's passenger list?
Why was a fictitious name added to an airplane? Passenger list.
Why was a fictitious name added to an airplane's passenger list?
So this is an old scam. It's an oldie but a goodie. Mm-hmm. You add a fake person's name to a passenger list.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can overcharge for the seating price to upgrade people into first class.
That's a good answer.
Well, it's also it's because you're developing a hit show for ABC called Lost. So John Locke was not his real name.
He went through
some turmoil and strife.
And the wheelchair thing is he eventually can walk.
Remember when he had the orange in his mouth? Ugh. 2005 was such a good year.
I think I stopped watching that show like into season 4, maybe. I don't know how long it went. 5 seasons? 6? I didn't see the last half, year and a half.
The answer is too long.
I cared about Desmond. End of list.
Why would you put a fictitious name? Okay, so in some cultures, you save a seat at the table for Elijah.
Get back to Lord of the Rings.
Would you save a seat for Elijah? Is the answer Jesus?
No.
Interesting.
was it historical, you said, or just fictitious?
Fictitious. Why was a fictitious name added to an airplane's passenger list?
I know, because the flight attendant was a prankster.
Yeah.
And wrote like...
Who gets to add the
Wrote like names? The name Dixon Balls or something.
Hilarious. Yeah. A hilarious flight attendant. A
real scamp.
Would you like some hints?
Yes.
The fictitious person did not exist and did not fly. The police knew about the situation.
Well, that's what fictitious means, right?
Yes.
So they're just giving, you're just looking at...
I'm doubling down.
You're
on
reading
that.
A dictionary, Aaron.
Yeah.
The police?
The police knew about the situation. Other passengers had been...
Stuart Copeland, Sting?
Yeah.
We have a situation.
Other passengers had been victims of a crime.
All the passengers had been victims
other
of
a... Other passengers that were aboard the flight had been victims of a crime.
So the police know about the situation and other passengers had been victims of a crime.
Is it a... You were joking about witness protection.
Oh, maybe.
Witness protection situation?
I was thinking like a Die Hard situation where the... If you remember Alan Alda's character from Die Hard, Hans Gruber, asks the police to free a bunch of like freedom fighter people. And so maybe it's like a terrorist situation where they're like, you must free my brother. And they're like, your brother has died on this plane crash. Now that I'm saying it, it doesn't make any sense.
No, but these are all pretty good answers.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
When you're old man Puzzies, we never get this much support.
Hey, I think you guys are doing really great and I appreciate all your hard work.
Wow. That's what it sounds like to be wanted. God, I've been waiting to hear that.
I can hear is Alan Alda in your voice now.
All I can hear is Alan Alda in your voice.
I love him in that movie, Manhattan Murder
Mystery. Make your own kind of music. What is it?
Manhattan Murder Mystery?
That's your favorite. You told me that's your favorite, one of your favorite movies.
It is.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's so good. It's Woody Allen, so we can't watch it anymore. But it's Woody Allen and Diane Keaton, and they're a middle-aged couple, and they solve a murder together.
No, I don't. Fuck.
Fuck you. Fuck. Fuck
you, Woody Allen.
Would we like?
Is there any more hints?
I saw Midnight in Paris was on TV the other day, and I was like, I remember watching this movie before I knew anything about Woody Allen, and I will not watch it again.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
But I like Owen Wilson. He's got a fucked up nose.
I like Marion Cotillard.
Her face is
perfect.
She's great in that movie. Yeah. Fictitious name. Seymour Butts is an example of a fictitious name.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay.
These clues?
No.
Can I get a hint?
I already gave you the hint.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you did.
Please know about it. Other passengers have been victims of a crime. Are we ready for an answer? Do we need more time?
Other passengers have been victims of a crime. Do we think it's like a hijacking thing?
No.
No, okay. Not the police know about it.
So the police know about it.
And again, it's staying in Stuart Copeland.
So. I will. Can I tell you the first four words of the answer?
Yes.
In this true case.
Oh.
In this true case.
Did everyone on the plane die?
No.
So, but they had been victims of a crime.
This is an interesting one.
So wait, what if these, are they hostages?
No.
Damn it. I was thinking that they were like. The bank robbers are like, gas up a plane, and we're taking the hostages with us. And the police put a fictitious name on it, and that name, Scruff McGruff, the crime dog. So now these freaking terrorist jerk-off bank robbers are on a fucking plane with Scruff McGruff, the crime dog? These freaking moron cowards is going down.
Can we hear Alan Alda say, take a bite out of crime?
Take a bite out of crime. I've lost it. I don't know how to do Alan
You never Alda. Had
now
it.
It's too woven into your regular life. I'm going to read the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
In this true case, many vacationers who flew with a certain airline had their homes burglarized while they were away.
Got it.
The police added a false name, but a real address to the list and caught the burglar red-handed when he broke in. It turned out that his sister worked for the airline and passed the list of passenger addresses to her nefarious brother. That's awesome. So that's an awesome ass movie.
That was also like an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine that I watched like very recently.
Oh, interesting.
That exact plot?
It's a very similar plot. Like they go to like an art gallery and give a fake address, and then someone goes and robs the fake address, and that's how they catch the guy. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. There are no new ideas. Everything's just recycled.
What about this? Lampshade, your face, Golden Gate Bridge,
Aaron,
shrimps.
Those Aaron, are all Aaron, things. Aaron, open the envelope that I gave you at the beginning of the show.
Don't panic and start listing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The envelope wasn't a prediction. It was advice. And I should have had you. I should have had you open that at the beginning of the show. This is on me. I forgot to give that to you.
You know when Carson would do his amazing Carmack and he'd list three, he'd be like, popcorn, a tree in the woods, and Liza Minnelli. Let me just open this here. Don't panic and listen.
He'd open the envelope and he'd say, let's see, comedy list. And every night, every night he would just say comedy list.
That's really funny.
R.I.P. Carson.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Carson Daly, too soon.
That's so funny. You wanted me to list the things again that I just said. I realize that now.
I don't know that I wanted that. I think I got what I wanted.
Oh, I'm having fun.
Cool. So that one was a true story, huh?
Yeah, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
I love that I haven't heard or read or thought about the word nefarious in a very long time. It's a wonderful word.
But it's like the brother's a dirtbag. Okay, I want to see a scene real quick, and that scene is going to be, Aaron, you are going to be the flight attendant,
sure.
And Adel, you're going to be the nefarious brother, and this is the meetup where you are giving him the list.
Hey, Donnie, I got you another list!
Oh, good, I'm looking for more addresses to scope out and then burgle.
Hey, where's my cut of the money?
Well, you'll get it when I burgle.
But where's my cut? You keep coming in here, demanding lists, wagging your finger at your only sister, and I haven't seen one gem or jewel this whole time.
Listen, Cynthia, I found you in a cocktail bar 2 years ago, and you were high as a kite with your nose bleeding out both nostrils.
But yeah, now I'm a flight attendant. I'm all fancy, but I don't have diamonds in my ears.
Excuse me. I'm character actor Alan Alda, and I don't mean to interrupt, but you did. But I did.
Was it an accident when you interrupted?
For sure it was not. I did mean to interrupt, but I didn't mean it to be rude.
Shouldn't be Alan Iskin? As if, you know, you're related to who you're related
to. I'm Alan Alda.
Well, then which one's Alan Arkin?
I don't know. I do know the name, but I don't know the person.
Oh, wait, Alan Alda, you...
Are you a vampire?
Your family owns Trader Joe's as well. I love Alda's cheap food.
Oh
my God, that's my cousin, Alan Aldi.
Quick, take his wallet!
Oh, wait, no, please!
Just put my fingers in your pants.
Kick him in the face!
Why would anyone keep a wallet in their fly?
Same.
Oh, boy. That voice hurt my face. It hurt to do that voice.
Oh, to do that voice. I thought you meant to hear Addles.
Oh, that makes sense. Let's leave today with a quizzy.
Cool.
So we're gonna end this episode with a quizzy. Please send us your riddles or puzzies that you may have.
Yes. If you want to email us any rizzies or putties.
Putties, the bad guys from Power Rangers.
You can.
Or the actor from Community, Danny Putty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to tweet at us, we got one of those too at HeyRiddleRiddle.
So the quiz we're going to go out on, this is the number 8 is the key to the answer here. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 8 answers. And this is going to be the 8 vegetables in V8.
The 8 vegetables you can't say on TV.
Celery. Tomato. Wait, let's try to say them together.
Ready? Wait, are we doing the 8 vegetables you can't say on TV?
Yeah.
That's the new question.
Celery. Tomato. Brussels sprouts.
Broccoli.
Cauliflower.
Carrots.
Spinach.
Spanish?
Spanish.
Spanish spinach.
Spanish spinach. That's the eighth
and
one. And?
Okra.
I love that JPC started to say cola and didn't know where it was going. Like totally backed off. Like,
that's not a vegetable.
Yeah, saying a vegetable starting with cola and I didn't know the next steps.
I thought it was cola shot. These are the eight vegetables you can't say in heaven.
We're talking tomatoes. We're talking carrots. We're talking celery. We're talking beets. We're talking parsley. Beets. We're talking lettuce, beets. Watercress, and spinach.
Watercress. We said it together.
Watercress sucks. That's not a good vegetable.
It's just, yeah, it's just
it's
water.
Like, it's like 90% water.
Watercress is what I would call a deodorant for surfers.
Oh.
For surfers?
Yeah. What?
Not a toothpaste?
Put on water. I guess. Wrong toiletry. I'm such an idiot. Oh no.
And Aaron, mm-hmm. What's a good name for a cartoon dog?
Jupiter.
Thank you.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai, starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Mullen. Katie Snyder did the editing. Emory Parrish in the music.
That was a HeadGum podcast.